Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
19139.
What was that?
19139.
19329.
19139.
139. And your name?
Eric Nelson.
And for security, please confirm the address.
6051 Irving Street.
Thank you. I have the account located for the tactical bag with the gadget membership. How may I be of assistance?
Okay, I got the bag, and now I'm saying something from your company posted to my account for $67.32. What is that? Can somebody tell me what that is?
Yes, sir. The tactical bag was provided as a free gift for signing up with the gadget membership service, sir. Membership gets you a $125 gift card each month to our store until you decide to discontinue.
No, I didn't order that, and that wasn't advertised on the site in which I was on. All that said was get your free bag, pay for shipping. I don't want no membership.
So it was where you checked the box that stated you were 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood those terms and conditions. So I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. But if you no longer require our service, we are able to get you terminated.
Yeah, I don't want the services. I just wanted the bag.
I got you. Is there any further questions for you?
No. Can y'all stop that $67.32 from being deducted from my account, please?
I would not be able to do that, unfortunately, but let me see. The reason I wouldn't be able to is because it took place on the 19th, so it's not a same day charge. However, you are calling during the Customer Appreciation Month. I am able to give you a one-kind courtesy discount, which is 35%. Since I'm getting you canceled,
no,
I'm going to apply that to as a refund.
Listen. I ordered the tactical bag on the 16th. I did not authorize no membership for anything. This is what y'all doing is y'all defrauding people.
Well, no, sir. We have to follow federal laws, and unfortunately, we are required by federal law to get the customer's IP address when they agree to the terms and conditions. So that is why this charge is considered legally valid.
Okay, well, I don't even know what the company is for a membership to begin with. So me paying $67.32 for something that I don't know anything about would be asinine.
Well, sir,
so
again...
Listen. I'm going to call my bank institution. They already put my card on hold. I'm not paying you people $67.32 for anything because I don't even know what it is. And I don't want to be a member. I just wanted the bag. The advertisement was for the bag. It said $7.95, and that's all I wanted. I received the bag. I got your $7.95, and that's it.
Unfortunately, you can't pick and choose which parts of the terms and conditions you agree to, sir. You either agree to them all or not at all. So I do apologize. Even your financial institution is not going to be able to get you the refund you think because they do have to follow those terms and conditions. Now, may I ask, have you already filed the dispute with your financial institution?
Yes, I have because I didn't sign up for this. I didn't want to sign up for this. The 18 or older was saying that I was able to use my card.
No, sir. We have to have that there because by federal law, we are required to explain to our customers what they are fully signing up for in our terms and conditions. So what your financial institution is going to do since you've disputed the charge, they are going to be providing you with a temporary credit. We will be turning over terms and conditions. Once they receive those terms and conditions, they do have to honor the company's charges, which is going to place you in a status called chargeback. Once that chargeback has entered been placed on your account will be frozen once we receive the funds. So that's not going to benefit you the way you think it is. So I'm going to see what we can do here. Because I know at this point you are going to have to call back with your financial institution for any further assistance. But what I have done, I've also notated this on your account for you. When you have your financial institution call back, verify the dispute is able to be dropped because they have to call on their recorded line. Right. Once that dispute is dropped, we will be able to issue a courtesy 50% refund on that charge for you, okay?
So what I have to do is get my institution to call you guys back?
Correct, and they have to drop the dispute. And again, everything I just said is notated to your account for you, okay?
And what are you guys giving me back? 50% of the 67?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Aya, but anyone who speaks to you will be able to help you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
And thank you for calling customer support.
Fuck God, it's a fucking crazy problem.